love it. You are now tuned in to Three Black Men, a podcast by three black men where we talk about theology, culture, and the world around us. The following content may not be suitable if you ain't real enough. Listener discretion is advised, because real recognize real. Here's the hope when we look familiar.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Robert.
I'm Sam.
And we're going to be the new black man going forward because once upon a time, Trey said that he had perfect attendance. And I must ask you listeners, where is he now?
Where is he?
Trey will be back. We haven't kicked him off the island yet. But here we are. It's sunny outside. It's feeling good outside. I don't know what it's like there, but hey.
It's beautiful, actually. It's very beautiful outside. I got the window open, shining on my forehead. That's why you see a little gloss if you're watching.
Moisturize. Right. Yeah, glow. So I want to, for this particular episode, we are talking about how gentleness takes time to grow. And yeah, I want to bring you in, Sam. Like, I was about to say tweeted, but we're not really doing that anymore. I threaded something about this probably months ago at this point, and I posted that gentleness takes time to grow, and that sat with you. So why? Tell us.
Yeah, so it sat with me, and I've actually been sitting with it probably since. Just because I think, firstly, it was a point where I realized that, and I realized you said something that made sense to me, right? That I was able to put words to without this long explanation of not knowing where I'm going. You get what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
So I really have been just sitting with life and the different stages of life, right? I'm approaching 30, I'm 30 up 40. I'll be 39 this year. And my kids are getting older. My oldest son is graduating from high school. I have different stages, you know, going on. My grandparents are reaching, you know, the end of, you know, their long life of living, and not that I'm trying to push them out, but just the realization that time passes on, and what am I doing with that time? Where, like, how am I loving those best around me? How am I giving grace towards myself? And one of the things that I would kind of grow frustrated with myself I wouldn't see the progress that I felt like I should see within myself. Right. I'm reading, I'm listening to podcasts, I'm like intaking these things. I'm like, man, I still have these slip ups. And I'm like, I just have a habit of beating myself up. And when you threaded that, I caught myself, I was going to say tweet. When you threaded that, it helped me to realize, like, man, as I grow and as I get older, it's like maturity, right? It just takes time. Some things come with age. Some maturing comes with age. Like, some realizations just come with age. So gentleness taking time, and then even realizing that I needed to, the gentleness towards myself would take time, right? Like, being more gentle with myself is not something that, it would be unfair to myself to expect, like, me to, out of the cold blue, to be as gentle as I felt like I should be, right? Like, to myself. I needed to have room to give myself, you know, I needed to be gentle with myself, even in being gentle.
Yeah.
And I really, yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, Thank you for sharing that, because for me, it's a thought that I've had in a recurring way for years as I look back over my life, you know? And I have always aspired to be gentle with myself, with others, you know, as praxis. But if I'm honest, the world was also pushing back. The world got heads, right? And
Tons of
so,
responses, bro. I get it.
yeah. And what I realized is it does take time to cultivate. And one of the hardest parts about it is gentleness in Black men is not something that is rewarded, right? It is not an attribute that is wholesale regarded as beautiful right now. People talk all the time, I want a kind man, I want a gentle. Nah, some of what y'all be lifting up is the opposite. You know, Kevin Samuels had a following of men and women,
Very gentle.
and you know, so there was this internal want to be gentle, you know, with my mind, gentle with my body, gentle in my relationships with others, and right, and have gentleness be kind of the thing that holds everything together. But I feel like gentleness is not practical. And it is easier to forego gentleness for things that give results, right? Me being
Absolutely.
demanding gets results. Being macho gets results. Being, you know, tough gets results. And so part of gentleness taking time to grow for me has been the constant struggle to forego what I know could easily garner respect by being the man that I don't want to be, but I probably would be further in life if I was that man. So it takes time to grow.
I think it's funny because as I see my dad get older, I watch him grow in gentleness in different ways. And I think most of our parents the same way, like maybe we felt like they were really tough on us, but then they get around the grandkids and they soft. Like gentleness has grown. And this is like, where was that when I was younger?
Because they're growing too. I think the hard thing about our parents is like, as much as we can recognize it for ourselves, you know, that this is, you know, I'm watering this plant, I'm sheltering it from the wind and the rain. It's taken a lot for them buds to burst forth.
You're right.
It is hard, to your point, to see our parents in a different light because gentleness. For them, they're having to overcome so much to cultivate it too. That doesn't excuse it, but it's like gentleness takes time to grow on me. Oh, you too? You know?
But what I can say though, like as a response to gentleness and my own gentleness, empathy kicks in. You know what I'm saying? For their for the understanding of the process. But also like I don't want it to take from I don't want me, I don't want myself to take that long for my children to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so you
No, that's
weren't,
good.
you know, so I want to practice it now. And not just with them, but with people that I love. So just understanding that it's gonna take time, right? Like, but in the meantime, like, what can I do that isn't gonna shrink myself, but also allow gentleness to be expressed, right, through love or whatever, you know? I don't know, man. And also too, like, I think, like you said, growing up, like, and what gets held up in society, not really having, like a gentleness in a Black male to really see and learn from or have as an example to say like, no, I like that and I want that. It was just tough Mostly because it's, I think, just as a black man growing up, raising black boys, we tend to teach them the toughness about society and how you have to be tough and you have to have a thick layer of skin. You have to be able to do this and you have to be able to do that. And I don't think you have to do those. You know what I'm saying?
I think, it's hard and it's easier said than done, right? Like, most parents are doing the best they can with the resources that they've been allotted,
Absolutely.
right? Like, no one is, I'm trying to screw my kids up, right? Like, but I think toughening our children up for the world is the biggest catch 22, right? And I think what it does, I want to say it this way, the world is going to be cruel and it's going to be crueler still. That as surely as the sun will rise, if you walk out of that door today, there's going to be cruelty waiting to meet you. There
Absolutely.
also is beauty out there waiting to be discovered, but the cruelty is deep and deeper still. And I think one of the best things that we can do for our children is show them that there's always a place that they can come back to where love is the foundational ethic, where gentleness is the foundational ethic. And that doesn't preclude, discipline, it doesn't, it doesn't,
Or a
sometimes
structure of some sort. Absolutely.
love doesn't mean lawlessness. Or
Absolutely.
gentleness means that there's always a gentle place where you can land. I'm thinking of Rose J. Percy's Substack, A Gentle Landing. Shout out to Rose. And yeah, I think that that's what we can do. And I was thinking of this other thing when you were talking. One of the ways, because I keep having this gardening analogy, like a plant, gentleness growing over time. And one of the ways that I have been cultivating gentleness is through the spiritual discipline of apologizing. I think, when I was a younger man, I apologized for everything. No, when I was a younger man, I didn't apologize at all. Then I became a slightly older man because I'm like, do you know who I am? I don't apologize. So then I got a slightly older man, and then all of my insecurities meant that I apologized for everything. And essentially, I was apologizing for me for taking up space.
Living in space, man, yeah.
And that isn't, that's coming from an insecure place. And now what how I'm cultivating is being so quick to be like, my bad. No, truly my bad. And really sit with that. I'm not rushing to like apologize in a way that I'm not thinking through things, but I am quick to say like, I don't want there to be distance between myself and those I love. And so that's one of the ways that humbles my flesh. Yeah, that I would say that.
That's cool. I think it's so funny because I had somebody tell me, I think it was like my daughter's teacher say, like, oh, well, how you can tell who really like gives their children grace and room to like make mistakes at home by like how they kind of treat other kids and other people in school. And she was saying like how Samaya is like she can put her with anyone and she'll play with them, she'll share with them, she'll ask them if they want to do something. Like that's the type
That's
of,
beautiful.
and I'm like, man, I kind of got I got a little teary eyed because like one of the things that like I want to, and I actually got the idea. You mentioned Rose. Shout out Rose Rule. I actually got the idea from her Substack, A Gentle Place to Land. I really want this place. I really want my home to feel like a gentle place to land, not just for my children, but all of my loved ones. Like, I want people to come here and feel like this is a place where I can rest and feel some sort, like, feel some sense of community and restoration, right?
Exactly.
Like, to the point where my father-in-law would drive from Jacksonville 2.5 hours in the middle of the night to just get away from the noise, him and my mother-in-law, and just come here and just sleep and get up and go home. Like, get up, eat breakfast, and go home, right? Like,
Yeah.
I really, because the world is cruel. And like, one of the things that's like, kids are gonna be kids, right? They see other things, they watch things, they pay attention. And so every now and then, like, I do have to correct behaviors, but I try to do it in a way that's like, to remind them, like, no, we're kind to each other at home. You are free to be yourself, but be yourself in kindness, right? Like this is how we treat each other here.
Yeah.
The world is cruel. We're gonna love each other well here, right? So
Yeah.
whatever, like, we're gonna figure out a different way to work through this, but not like that,
Yeah.
so like, I try, like, I'm trying here, and that, to be honest, that's really helping me, like, even in my own conflict resolution, and out in the public dealing with other people, because my kids are watching. And I always remember, especially because Levi is like my shadow, he's always with me. And I remember anytime something happens, I remember, like, man, he's right here. So that's an encouragement. And actually, it doesn't feel taxing, to remember to be
Yeah.
gentle.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to lean into it though too. So, it's not my struggles, but I'm really want to lean into it because I want to give them something to be like, you know what? I can do better. I can be,
Yeah, I think as you were talking, I was thinking about what helps me, to approach that gentle place is I would be remiss if I didn't thank the Holy Spirit and the work of the Spirit. We don't often talk about that explicitly, but I for
Yes.
years, probably for 2 decades, I've been praying two different prayers that stick with me. One is I have been praying that God would not let my heart grow cold. The propensity of my heart to be glacial is it's a lot. And so, but I've been praying, God, like keep this heart alive, beating fiery, and that allows me to be gentle, right? Because there's this barrier of being overworked, being misunderstood, being mistreated that pushes me away from gentleness. And then the other thing is, I don't even know why I started praying this, but I would be around my friends and I would ask God as we were sitting there, and in the inward part of my heart, I would say, this is the contemplative part of me, I would say, like, help me see this person the way that you see them. And I started praying that so often, in my formative Christian years. That's like almost like this unspoken prayer when I'm talking to someone, I'll just be looking at them like what you think, Lord? And so that spills over. I'm a daydreamer. I like scheduling lots of time to sit and do nothing. People probably think I'm studying all the time. I'm not. But I'll just be thinking of my loved ones and I'm like, give me a perspective on who they really are, the parts that nobody can see, the insecurities. Like, I want insight so I can treat them the way that they deserve. Now I wish I wish the way that I see them, the way that they deserve, and the way that I actually treat them were all in line with one another, but they're not. But that's why it takes time for gentleness to grow. But there is the reach. There's the reach of the heart that's like, I, part of being gentle is realizing that the person before me is just flesh and blood, that they're humans too, right? That they deserve to be nurtured and loved the same way I do too, So.
It's funny that I'm always careful about my prayers because it seems like, I pray something like that and it seems like the world, like, God, well, okay, And like, I don't think God is a narcissist, right? Like, God is not into torturing people for his own pleasure and nothing like that. So, but I used to feel like, man, if I pray this, seem like the whole, like everything is gonna go wrong and the world's just gonna start trying me, and I have to like really exercise patience. But yeah,
The world
I
is going
think
to do that anyway. I just want to let
that
you know.
part, the world
We
is
is going to do that
definitely
anyway.
gonna do that. But like, I just think it's amazing how like, one, how the Holy Spirit will operate through different things to remind us of gentleness, or to encourage, right, or to develop us, right, in gentleness that are non-taxing, but ways in which I want to say it, like, I don't want to say come natural, but lean into something that's natural to us. You know what I'm saying? I like that. I think is dope. But also too, like I'm starting to realize too, as I read scripture and I read the gospels, that really what upset Jesus is the effects of sin, which is the treatment of people, right? Like, it was like, do
Yeah.
you know what you're doing to these people? Like, that was like, he's turning tables over, but like, because of that. So just like grasping the heart of God and loving people, right, and seeing the human nature in folks,
Yeah.
leaning into that empathy and love, is I'm really trying to, like, you know, grow in gentleness so that I can.
Yeah, what you just said sparks this thought of dehumanization, right? And at the heart of so much iniquity, sinfulness, societal ills, however you want to, whatever term that you feel comfortable or not comfortable saying, is dehumanization, right? Like even how we speak to one another, our internal dialogue about ourselves happens. It becomes negative when we dehumanize ourselves and other people, right? And so that is at the heart of every conflict. That is the heart of every war, every tussle, every dust up, because at some point, somebody became not human, either you, someone else, or a group of people, right? And the inability to connect from one human to another. Okay, gentleness is out the window, right? Because I don't see you now as a human. You are something I must oppose or push down or destroy.
Like, not to like walk down that road, but just to kind of peek in the doorway, like, it's really like, I think that's when people have to realize that we are on, like, it's oppressive systems that allow us and that normalize dehumanizing folks, right? Normalizing,
Yeah.
dehumanizing our own selves, and to the point of damaging our own bodies, right? Look at your, like, your loved ones, your, the, those of us who still have boomer parents or boomer grandparents, just, you know, we can just kind of see around what these systems have done. But yeah.
No, I mean, you're absolutely sure. I think, going back to the top of the conversation, I think what is hard about cultivating this portion of the human experience is the fact that it does take time, right? Like I am saddened by that. Like I think of the person I was 10 years ago and the ways in which I wanted to be, gentle and lowly in heart. But that I was who I was then, right? Like I couldn't be anything other than that. But I think what's painful is when you realize some things could have been mitigated. If this tree had been bigger, I think of the
Yes.
ways how cruel I was to myself. And I think,
Gentleness in my prime, bro.
yeah. And is you're right, as you get older, I'm 40 now. Is gratefulness, but gentleness. I feel like, and I make the joke often that I'm just too old to care about. Like I'm too old to argue, and maybe that's not quite gentleness. But if I gotta argue, let me just be out. If I gotta fight with somebody, a human, Just
Listen, I don't
you.
even want to have an opinion about this right now, but if you're gonna make me develop one, give me some time because I don't want to
Yeah,
argue.
like I just want to hug it out and be about the work, right? I want to do the work that my soul must have, as Katie Geneva Cannon says.
Right.
But it does take time. But me in my 40s, I think part of my desire is I want to die one day at peace with myself and with those who love me, right? And peace with God, right? Like those, I actively think about that. I'm nowhere near dying, hopefully, but that's the goal.
I've had recently my maternal grandmother, they celebrated a milestone birthday for her. And one of the things that my cousin was saying when we were in the group chat is that, don't we all kind of want to be at the place where we get to a certain age, we can be celebrated with our loved ones, or and I'm like, yeah. And I want, but like I don't want to wait till then. Like I want
Yeah,
to
I
do
was
it
just thinking
now.
that. I was like, yes, both then and now, in the
Like
age,
yeah, in the age to come. And I'm like, so I want to sow gentleness now. Like I don't want people to come around waiting for to see what type of legacy I'm gonna leave. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to cultivate those meaningful relationships with those that I love now, right? And connect in gentleness and respond in gentleness now. I know that, like I've always said that I want my children to feel like they can talk to me about anything. But growing in gentleness had to happen for that to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
True.
because of my, sometimes if kids, if they feel like you're gonna knock, knock their head off, they're not gonna talk to you, right? And so just like even now, it's so funny because like my, I have my youngest are toddlers, but my oldest are graduating from high school, and even like from the time, like when they started becoming sexually active, like there was a conversation, and it was very awkward. It was very uncomfortable, but also like they're humans, they're gonna make their decisions. I'm like, listen, I just want you to be safe about it. So like just having the gentleness in the, in that time, and even still now, like I'm like, okay, so at what point do you stop talking? But like just those things are a reflection of like the gentleness. And like I like I'll talk to Kwani and she's like, but just think about the conversations that you have with your children that you didn't have with your own father. Like even to now that you don't feel like you would have with your own dad, but your children will come and like, hey dad, what's this? Or I was thinking about this. What do you think? And so just like that kind of shows for me like just kind of the growth and gentleness. So when I get frustrated, there's something, but I
And
loved
being
it.
frustrated is healthy. It's normal. It's just how do we walk that out with people, right?
Yes.
Sometimes with my loved ones, hey, give me a second. And people often tell me, like, why didn't you tell me you were frustrated in the moment? Because I love you and gentleness is growing. If I'm frustrated right now, I go on the mute challenge because Robbie, you can say it. No, because I'm gonna say some things that are not good things. So I'm trying to keep it cute.
You see, listen.
That's part of the gentleness. And so it
Yeah.
might take me a day, it might take me a week, it might take, but it's out of respect for relationship that I
Yes.
pause. And I've
Yes.
had to learn that, right? From doing things the wrong way many, 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 many times. And so I'm learning, right? I'm unafraid to say that I'm learning. And you're bringing up how dialogue with your children is part of that cultivation and part of the fruit of cultivation of the gentleness, right? And I think, I'll say this too as we get ready to wrap up, like, part of me learning has been doing physical activity. So something I try to do, I do every month, is I get a massage. And there is something spiritual for me that happens in literally submitting to like healing hands, you know, like feeling those parts of the body that have been under duress or under strain. You know, my neck be
No,
my neck
yeah.
be
Look,
messed.
don't work it out.
I tell you
Like,
that as soon
yeah,
as
me
they
neither. This I ain't got to my regimen.
as soon as they get up near that neck, I'd be like,
Yeah.
but I think it's helping me because there's so much that's happening in that massage as I realize. Usually I cry a little bit because I've been going all month, like trying to take care of others, trying to do this, trying to do this. And this is an hour concentrated on making my body
You,
feel
yeah,
restored. Right. And I'm like, I can't be
your
more
love
gentle.
good for you, bro.
Yeah. Like, I can't be
Yeah,
more gentle with others than I am with myself.
that's right.
And here's like an hour where I can't take a phone call. I can't do nothing but just
Yeah,
allow these healing hands to like work, they do what they do.
yes.
And so I want that for everybody, but it reminds me like I'm just human, y'all. Like
Yeah.
I'm not Superman. I can't do everything for that hour a month. I'm like, whoo, restore me, Lord.
Yeah, man. I love that. That's dope. I love that for you, for real, man.
Yeah, I want us all to have activities like that, right? Like
Yeah.
maybe you can't get a massage every month. I mean, they're not free. So I'm saying
Yeah.
that unless you have married a massage therapist. But maybe you
I'll
can
take a
go for
nap.
yeah,
A
a
nap.
nap.
I like one of the things that, and I've my oldest niece, she did my oldest niece child, she they don't like that she's adapted to it, but she's learned. And I try to tell her, I'm like, listen, sometimes a nap is just what you need. Like I just the times that I would be frustrated when I was in school, and I would take a nap, and I would wake up, and I would tackle that like whatever homework project. And I tell her, I'm like, listen, you frustrated, maybe just take a nap.
Oh, one thing about me, I'm gonna take a nap.
Man,
That is
listen, and
behind
so
me.
like
One thing about
that
me,
is
I'm gonna get in
my,
there.
and even Kwani, like worse getting a little frustrated. I'm like, baby, don't you got like a 30-minute lunch? Listen, I'm gonna fix your food. And she don't have to like take calls, so now like I'm listen, I'm gonna fix you some food. I fix her food, she eat before her break, and then she like will lay out on the floor with a pillow and a blanket, and I'm like, and she'll get up and feel refreshed and ready for the rest of the day. And I'm like, yes, because like just how you said that hour is just you focus on you, man. That's 30 minutes that you have to, or whatever time, and it's free time. You know what I'm saying? Like, God be with you in your dreams. Yes.
No, you're right. Well, gentleness, it takes some time to
It takes some
grow.
time.
Sometimes it takes a lot of time. It takes a lifetime to grow.
And I'm a slow processor too, so like, and I think that's part of where my frustration comes from. But I appreciate like conversations like this, to help destigmatize, you know, gentleness, especially with Black men.
Yeah.
You know, in overnight gentleness, there's no microwave gentleness, ain't no air fryer gentleness. It just takes time, man.
Okay. You're right. Well, amen and amen.
We appreciate you rocking with us for another episode of Three Black Men. Here's the part of the show where we ask a favor from you. Now, earlier I mentioned a couple of ways that you can support us by joining our community over at patreon.com/threeblackmen. We have multi-tiered support options and you can get bonus content. If you don't want to do that, you can submit a one-time contribution by finding us on PayPal at threeblackmenpodcast@gmail.com. But we ain't here to tap your pockets. Here's a few ways that you can help us out without spending a single dime. You can stop what you're doing right here, right now, and make sure that you've left us a review and a rating. Don't just give us the 5 stars. Go ahead and write out how much you love this show and tell everybody about it. Do it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you at. Make sure you leave that rating and a review, and that's going to help even more people join the fun over here. Thank you so much. I knew God loved you for some reason.